This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 276, three tips to read your way to advanced English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. You listen to All Ears English every day. You practice your speaking with natives, but do you use reading as a way to reach the advanced level of English? Today, you'll find out three ways to do it with our guest, italki teacher Ariane Donar. Guys, welcome to All Ears English. Today, we have a guest. Today, our guest is a CELTA-certified professional English teacher with 7 years of experience teaching ESL. She's worked with adult English learners all over the world, including New Zealand and Spain. Her teaching style is unique, relaxed, and natural because she knows what it feels like to learn a language too. Our guest today is Ariane Donar. So let's welcome Ariane to the show. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Ariane, how are you doing today? Welcome to All Ears English.
Thank you so much. I'm doing very well today.
Yeah. So where are you based, Ariane, right now?
I am currently based in Denver, Colorado.
Okay, very cool. Cool city. Lots of good skiing out there, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. So I'm excited to talk to you today, Ariane, because you're going to offer us a new perspective. You know, on this show, we talk a lot about listening and speaking and culture and pronunciation. But one thing that we don't talk about very much is reading.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like reading is a really important part of learning English, especially for our listeners who want to move from the upper intermediate level to the advanced level. Do you think so?
Yeah, I definitely agree that reading is very important.
Yeah, why is it so important?
I think there's two things that are important. One, it is something you could do at your own pace and your own speed. You don't need another person. You just need the reading material. And it's also very visual. I know I myself am a very visual learner. A lot of people are visual learners. And it gives you a chance to see words and vocabulary and grammar visually, not just hear it. So it kind of reinforces what you hear in speaking.
Yeah, that's really important. I think the more senses that we involve in learning, the better, right?
Yeah, I think so too. If you see it, you hear it, it really improves your chances of remembering it.
Absolutely. I love it. So let's get into some specifics because, you know, our listeners, they're independent learners. They're out there listening to All Ears English on their iPhones, mm-hmm. walking the dog or on the train, and they're taking learning into their own hands. So maybe we can let them know three actionable ways that they can use reading to move to that advanced level. What can they do? What's your first tip?
Okay, my first tip might seem very simple and obvious, but really it's choose something that really interests you. I think when we learn languages, a lot of times, you know, we're working with a teacher, with a grammar book, either the teacher or the book is what's choosing what we're learning. Reading is something where we can really take it into our own hands, take control, and choose something we like to learn. And I think, you know, it's important, because we all know when we read something in our own language, sometimes we can read it over and over and just kind of not, not really like, because you don't understand what it's saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've all done that. We've all studied the system. I'm not paying attention. So it's very important to make it easy for you and choose something that is very interesting and that you're passionate about.
Yeah, absolutely. I know exactly what you mean, Ariane, because I remember doing that in college with textbooks.
Yes.
Especially my biology class. I would get so bored that I would just kind of read but not pay attention.
Yeah, and it did not help our learning.
It did not help our learning whatsoever. Yeah. I could finish an entire paragraph or page or chapter and have no idea what I had just read.
Yeah, and the great thing, there's so many resources now on the internet that you can read. Blogs, news sites, anything that you really can pick something that's truly, in your interest, something that you're interested in.
Yeah. Are there any particular titles that you could recommend of blogs or newspapers or books that a lot of your students really like? Because I know you focus quite a bit on reading in your iTalki classes,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. One website I use a lot is deepenglish.com. They have, it's all kind of upper and intermediate advanced levels. Usually it's a 5-paragraph story. A lot of it is story-based. About really different, interesting topics that I never would have thought of on my own. You know, they talk, and they'll talk about people, what is some example? People who have had special abilities to remember a lot of things, or they talk about child psychology.
Interesting topics, right?
Very interesting topics, and they have usually about, 5 or 6 higher level vocabulary words in each one. So it's a really good way to learn vocabulary and read something that's really interesting.
Very nice. So your first tip, learning through stories and learning through something, some kind of material that actually grabs our interest. I love that. So
and
what would be your, go ahead.
I was going to say, you talk about connection, not perfection. And
yes.
I really think that's a great way to learn. So, I would tell students, make sure that you're connecting with the reading material, because you're going to be seeing, correct English grammar, vocabulary words, you're going to be seeing them, you're going to be reading them to yourself, you're going to be exposed to them. You know, make sure not only are you reading for grammar, but you're also learning for reading for that connection, so you feel that connection in the English language.
Absolutely, and sometimes when we focus more on that connection, then we learn the grammar naturally, if we don't overanalyze the grammar that we're reading, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Great. So what's your second tip, Ariane? What can we do to use reading on our own to move to the advanced level as learners?
I think it's very important to always, when you read, read with a dictionary. Reading is a great way to learn new vocabulary words. And a lot of times when you're reading and you're reading the same type of material, you will see the same vocabulary words again and again. So I think it's important. I used to have a rule for myself when using reading to learn language, always look up the word because, it might be slow in the beginning, but you start seeing that word again and again, and you constantly see it in a natural context. And it really, I think, is a great way to build your vocabulary.
Okay, I like this. I like this. Although I can see a bit of a tricky balance here, right? Because we don't want to be constantly with every word looking up the word, right?
Yeah.
So what would you recommend doing if we're reading a text or a passage or a blog where all of a sudden, 4 out of 7 words we just don't know? I mean, are we reading something that's too hard, or do we actually want to take out a dictionary for every single word?
Yeah, I think you want to, it's going to take some trial and error to see what kind of blogs are at your level. But yeah, if it's every other word or a word every sentence, maybe you want to find something that's easier for you, something where there's a new word every sentence. But yeah, sometimes there are words that you can figure out through context, and maybe you don't look them all up. But yeah, I think it's good to, it's a good way to, reading with the dictionary also helps you with those harder words. You see them over and over. You see them 3 or 4 times, and suddenly you're starting to remember.
Yeah, that's great. I like that. I like that. So the dictionary can have its uses. Great. And how about number 3? What would be your third hot tip, Ariane?
I would say make reading a routine in your daily life. I think sometimes, you know, when we are speaking, we have to rely on a native speaker, either finding one or going to another country. And sometimes, you know, speaking can be a little stressful. And, you know, if we have a lesson plan, we might have had a hard day, we might be running late at work, and we have to rush around. And sometimes that can be very, very stressful to have in everyday life. And then, you know, sometimes I find some of my students will have a lot of lessons for a month and then take a month break because it's and then come back. And I think a lot of people do that. Reading is something that is not stressful, that you can do in your own time. If you come home late from work, you can still read. You know, it's only you. You're not working on another person's schedule. I think if you make a routine of it, I know I sometimes when I was reading, you know, tried to do 15 minutes a day. I would read with my morning coffee, make that a daily routine in the morning, very relaxed, read something. And then, you know, later I started reading in the evening after I came home, and I made it pretty relaxed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And do you recommend about 15 minutes a day if we're trying to make it a daily habit? Is that about the sweet spot for reading practice, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I would vary, you know, I mean, I would say, you know, it's up to you. 15 minutes a day would be good. A half an hour would be good. It's something that, you know, you should fit in with your schedule.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. I like it. So your three tips were choose things that are interesting to you, use a dictionary, and make it a habit, make it a routine. I think that's huge. That last piece is so important, especially for our listeners, where they're ready to take it to that next level, but they're kind of stuck at that upper intermediate level, as I said before, and they want to find that way to move to the top.
Yeah, and it's a great way to maintain and learn new language between being able to take language lessons.
Right. So it's a great supplement. You don't need someone else to rely on who may or may not show up for your lesson, right?
Yeah.
And you don't need to corner a native speaker and get them to talk with you. You can just sit and read.
Yes, exactly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I like it. So, Ariane, I heard that you offer some interesting, a special kind of lesson on italki regarding reading through passages. Could you tell us a little bit about that lesson that you offer, your special course?
Yeah, that course is, I mean, what we will do is we will read. The entire class will be based on a reading. I will usually pick a reading that will take the full amount of time. And what we will do is, and some students, they like to practice pronunciation. Some students like to focus on understanding. So, you know, certain students I'll have read it aloud. Some students will read it silently, but we'll read it piece by piece, review the vocabulary, practice using the vocabulary, and then use, you know, reading's a great way as well as having someone get a lot of information, so then we can start analyzing the information, using that as a base to talk about the students' opinions, ideas, how they feel about it.
Okay, great. And where do you find the passages? Like, do you just choose them on the web, or are there specific passages that you have written out yourself, or how does that work?
Yeah, I choose them on the web. I usually try the Deep English website that I mentioned before. I use that a lot. The Voice of America News sometimes I use. And generally sometimes I just go through the internet just looking for interesting, a lot of story-based or just, you know, unusual topics that people may, you know, to get students to think, be interested, and maybe learn some new vocabulary.
That's awesome. I love it. So, you know, we want to invite our listeners here. If you guys are interested in focusing a little bit more on your reading skills as a way to get to that advanced level, then you should consider working with Ariane. But I know, Ariane, you have a busy schedule, but it looks like you've made a few spots available for All Ears English listeners. Is that right?
Yes. I still have some spots, and I would be happy to work with some of your listeners.
Good. So if they get over there quickly, they may get a spot. So guys, if you want to get $10 off your second lesson with Ariane as a gift, because you're a listener of iTalki, you can go there by going specifically to allearsenglish.com/iTalki. That's allearsenglish.com/iTalki. You need to register through that site. And after you've registered through that specific page, go ahead and search for Ariane's username. So, Ariane, can you let us know your username?
My username is just my name, Ariane. It is spelled A-R-I-A-N-N-E.
Good. So, and great. And again, if you guys go to allearsenglish.com/iTalki, you'll get your first lesson and you'll get $10 off your second lesson to use that to go towards your lesson with Ariane for the second time around. That's fantastic. Ariane, thank you so much for joining us today and for motivating our listeners. I hope that our listeners are willing to try a new way of learning or adding reading to their repertoire, their study repertoire.
I hope so too. And thank you very much, Lindsay, for having me.
You're welcome. It's been great talking with you. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.